Okay, so we'll give one more piece of background, then try to get to some halachah l'maisa cases today, because we've been basically in the lumdus so far. But we established pretty clearly that yush is matter de aveda, means if the person was miyayish, give up hope on finding it before anyone found it, then whoever finds it is allowed to keep it. We said Rashi holds this like hefker, Tosis holds this like a heter to take it, but it's not hefker mamish. But if you picked it up and then the person was miyayish, that's called the Surah Asaliyadeh. You already have a mitzvah sashava on it. And even if the person gave up hope after you already got the mitzvah, you have the mitzvah and you have to give it back to him. That was the basic setup of the Gemara. We introduced last week the concept of avudo mimenu umikol adam. That if something is zuto sheyam, it's being carried off into the by a tidal wave off into the ocean, and it's basically definitely not reachable by anybody, and it gets blown off to shore in some island, whatever. So it doesn't have to, even if it's clearly a Jewish item and a Jewish guy finds it, he's allowed to keep it because, and there's a machlokes in the lumdus of that also. Rashi's mashma that that's midin yush. It's like an understood, it's an understood yush, gave up hope, which is a big question. The Rishonim ask on Rashi that you can't be miyayish if you don't know that it happened. So let's say you're not there and you see that it's floating down. You weren't there, so we'll have to talk about that maybe. And others learn that no, the Torah just made it hefker automatically. The Torah made it ownerless. Okay. Now, I want to talk about one more principle in yush, which for many people, this is the first Gemara they ever learned. It's a sugya of yush shalom midas. The sugya of yush shalom midas. It goes like this. Okay, now we're not going to learn the whole sugya because the whole sugya is a a blot and a half sugya, back forth, and there's a lot of lumdus and a lot of interesting things there. But it's machlokes Abaye and Rava, and we paskin over here like Abaye. So once we know the whole passage like Abaye, let's just focus on that a little bit, okay? So let's just read the Gemara one. Just explain Yush Shalom Midas. We'll explain a little bit of Zuto Shayam, and we'll talk about a few examples. Yush Shalom Midas, the top of Chav Av Amid Beis. Chav Av Amid Beis. Yush Shalom Midas. So let's look at Rashi. Here, there's some more here. Let's look at Rashi. What is Yush Shalom Midas? Chav Av Amid Beis. The first word, yush shaloi midas, Abaye omar lo have a yush, Rav omar have a yush. So let's see the Rashi. Yush shaloi midas, dovar shestomoy yush. It's pashut that if that this item, when someone loses it, they give up hope on it. Why? Because there's no simon.
Right.
So there's no simon. Why would he even think he's going to get it back? So, you know, listen, I lost this, I lost something, a pen, whatever. There's no specific simon on it. How am I going to get it back? If I'll find out, then I know I would have been miyash. The problem is that the owner, the guy found it, the finder found it before the owner find out that he lost it. So now, the question is even though there's an assumed yush, it's shalom midas. We don't know that he was miyash. Now, the lumdus of this is very complicated, but let's just take a case for now to get to La Halacha. Maybe next week we'll talk about the lumdus a little bit. But Yush Shalom Midas is that it's the owner didn't know about the law. The owner didn't know that he lost the item, but had he known about it, he would have been miyayish. So it's very important to know, is that a valid yush? Because if it's a valid yush, then when the owner finds it, it's considered he found it after yush. And he's allowed to keep it. But if it's not a valid yush, and then he finds it, then it's considered a sur asal yad. He has a mitzvah for shavas aveda. And then even once the guy finds out, and he's miyayish after the fact, it's too late. You picked it up before yush. Okay? So that's the question. So yush, let me ask, Abaye amar loy have a yush. Abaye says it's not a valid yush. Rav amar have a yush. Now the Gemara expands and explains. B'davar sheish by simen. If the item has a simen, then kol yam alay pligi the loy have a yush. There's no yush there. And even if a person says I'm miyayish levasoif, once he finds out about it, he's like, oh no, this thing even has my initials in it. Okay, but how am I going to find it in the middle of the, you know, who knows where I lost it? He's miyayish. Lo yavayish, doesn't help. Tuchi asa liyadi, because when the owner, when the finder found it, b'yisura hu da'asa liyadi, came to his hands b'yisr. D'lechi yada d'nafal minei, because had he known right away, lo miyayish, meymar oma simnei slibi gave, he would have said to himself, I have a simen in it. Yahivna simna, I'll give the simen, v'shakil nolei, and I'll take it out. Now, what about the other extreme? Bezuto shel yam, u'bishli lusei shel nar. And if it's in a Zuta Shayan, like we explained, it's in a tidal wave, it's being pulled off into the ocean, and then you find it. So it's impossible for anyone to get it. Avagav de Isbe Simen. They're the opposite. Even if there's a Simen, Rachmon or Sharye, Kidmin Alamein Malakaman. We'll see soon, and we already said it before, that the Torah says it's Mutas. So that's not the case of Yish Lamidas either. Ki Pligi, the case is Bedavar Shayin by Simen. It's something that has no sign, no Simen. Abayam Rulav Yish, Tahola Yadu Denavomin. How could say the Yish doesn't even know that he lost it? How could he have given up hope? Rav Amar Haviyush Dilchiyadu Denafal Minei, because when he will find out Meiayish or Meiayish Meimar Amar Simni Lesli Begava, so Mehashlo Demiayish, it's considered Yush now. Now, what the lumpness of that is? Is it retroactive? Is it an unspoken das? Is it like, you know? Yeah, it's very. It's there's a lot of lumpness on that.
What's the das for saying? What would happen when he has das? Is there a similar
not? Right. So you guys, we're saying if he would have known that he lost it. It's a case that had he known that he lost it, he would have been miyayish right away. He's in the middle of a stadium, and you know, whatever it is, even something that has a simon, his phone is a simon. He loses it. Well, it's Rav Goyim there, but the point is, like, it's a huge place. How am I gonna ever get this thing back? Right? Impossible. So he would have been miyayish. What? But normally it's talking about something that has a simon. It has no simon. I'm definitely not gonna get it back. So therefore, had he known that he lost it, it would have been mutter. But since he didn't know, and this is the very often, if someone lost something right away, let's say you're cleaning up from an event, you had a shalom zacher in your house, and someone left a nameless plastic raincoat. Now there's no simon on those because every single person has the same exact one, and there's no name in it, so there's no simon. Now, it was raining when you started your Shalom Zachar, and it was not raining when you finished the Shalom Zachar. So that is, the guy came with his raincoat, he had no clue that he brought it. So now, you're cleaning up from your Shalom Zachar, and you find this thing. So it's Yir Shalom Yidas, right? Because the guy doesn't know that he lost it yet, and there's no simon. So we have to figure out what's the halacha there.
Yir Shalom Yidas would work?
It's a case of Yir Shalom Yidas. That's what I'm saying. That's an example. Maybe that's an example. We'll learn next week. Maybe that's not such a good example because it was in Yir Rishus.
Right. So limited. It's also limited amount.
Something like that, though, that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense because if it's a Shalom Zachar, it's a limited field of people, and so to find out who it was should not be that difficult.
But many people come. You don't even know that they.
Meaning what? Meaning the guy, even without a simon, the guy knows where he lost it. So therefore, he has a simon of makom, you're saying. There's a simon of makom. No, but a lot of times you don't even... Okay, so you're right. If that's the only possible place that he would have lost it, then he has a simon, because the simon is called makom. Right? Right, but, you know, the guy hops around shuls, and he dropped it off in shul, you know. You go shalom zachar hopping. You know, so... In a case where that wouldn't be a specific type of simon, you know, so therefore,
the perhaps left here would be more along that line.
Yeah, there's some amount of people, and people hop around, and they don't remember where they lost it. It can be anywhere.
Right? 30 days.
You know, the classic, you know, umbrella. You know, that's why people are always losing umbrellas because, so you know, what? Exactly, no. So, okay. So now, what we do have to figure out next week, we'll talk about that because you found it in your chatzar, so maybe that's called the Yisur Asli. Let's not get into that now. Now, so the halacha is like a bay, even though we always paskin, a bay v'rava halacha k'rava, but bar, except for six cases, ya'al k'gam, that term sounds familiar, and the yud of ya'al is yud shalmidas, and therefore we paskin like a bay over here, and therefore, it's lo yavayush. Okay? So therefore, you have to make sure, so therefore, the first thing you have to know when you find something is, did this guy know about it before I found it? Or did I find it before he even found out that he lost it? Okay? So if you found it before he knows that he lost it, then it's yish lo midas, it's a problem. Okay, so I mean, problem. It means you have the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, and you have to give it back to him. Now, that's a little complicated because there's no simon. So hagufa, you know, how you supposed to? Yes, I had this kash over Shabbos that I wasn't sure, and I was very nice. There's no yirsh, but isn't there a halacha? You can't give it back to him until he gives a simon. So how are you supposed to talk to fulfill the mitzvah? How are you going to give it back to him if he has no simon? How do you know it's him? So I wasn't sure about that. I had this question.
Meaning he posted a sign up call with
very nice. So, okay, you show me that. So I have this item. I have this raincoat now. So how am I supposed to know to whom to give it back? Yeah, five people are coming and say it's mine.
You said it's a mitzvah. Maybe it's just a halachic thing that there's an isra. You can't do anything about it.
No, but the holy surah of the other is because it was chalachi of hashav and stuff.
Not just that, but once it's someone else.
Yeah, there's a mitzvah hashav on it. What?
So I had a party 3 years ago for an engagement party, whatever. And then someone left a tie there.
Everybody has that type of tie.
Nobody's claimed it. Nobody's called me.
It's still happening.
Yeah,
not
so, yes.
But that's like, but that's a piece of clothes. That's a piece of garbage.
Now, the Gemara mentioned here that Zuto Shayam is not like that. Zuto Shayam means something which is for sure out of, it's avuda mimenu umikol adam. It's avuda mimenu umikol adam. And something which is avuda mimenu umikol adam, it's out, you know, it's done. So therefore, something like that, there is no mitzvah Hashavas Aveda on it. And even if as a simon, either you can assume there's a yirsh of the Torah made at Hefker. So that's not subject to the rule of yirsh l'midas. And therefore, even if the guy wouldn't be there, you'd be allowed to be zoich in it. So if something gets blown away by a hurricane and the guy wasn't there, he doesn't know that his you know, his kid's bike, you know, trampoline or shed, you know, flew out from his backyard. And you know, it's somewhere he went away. Now he comes back, and his kids' bikes are missing. All right, so it's Yishlo Midas. Now those bikes happen to be they landed in my property. You know, so now I saved myself from an afikomen present. Now I have to buy bikes now. So now, am I allowed to keep them? You know, it's Yishlo Midas. So that's l'chaira a clear case of Zuto Shalyam, and therefore it's a clear hefker. And since it's clearly Hefker, you would be allowed to keep that item, even though the guy didn't know that he lost it yet. So it's Yishlo Midas, but the Torah was matter it.
Right, when the guy comes knocking on your door, saying, oh, I saw my bikes in your house, he said,
it's mine. Now the question is, if the guy comes to ask for it, should you give it back? We'll learn that. Hopefully by the end of this year, we'll answer that question. Okay? Now, it depends who it is, yeah, I guess. So now, the... Right, so we had a few examples of this. One is, let's say a person's driving on the highway. They're driving on the highway and something falls out.
Yeah, we'll find
it. Goodbye. So the person, yeah, goodbye. So, you know, so they're Zuto Shayam, and the guy basically gave up hope on it, you know, whether he knows about it or not. And you see it flying out, you know, you could keep it. Now, I don't know how you're getting it, but that's beside the point. Now, you stick your hand out quick and get it, you know. But there are examples of where, for example, let's say there's a house that was sold. We were just talking to someone, a similar case. They had this case, similar. There's a house that was sold to, and the owner is demolishing the house. Or... more common, or whatever. This is a different scenario. The house is condemned, and it's being knocked down. And inside, you know, the bulldozer is there, and there's stuff inside the house. So there's stuff inside the house. There's still furniture in there. There's still paintings. I don't know. There's stuff there. So so that stuff is Zuto Shalyam because it's about to be destroyed, and the owner may not know. He may not be here. He may not live here, you know, but it may be the stuff inside the house is going to be destroyed completely, and it's going to be Zuto Shalyam, and you're allowed to come in and take it, whether the owner knows or doesn't know.
But at the case that you're going to, at the time you're going to take it, it's not a Zuto Shalyam, it's about to be, so we're going to judge this destruction.
The bulldozer's here on site, you know, driving up. That's the point. That's Zuto Shalyam. Every case of Zuto Shalyam is that way. You could still get it, obviously.
Otherwise, I thought it's after the fact. Meaning,
no,
after the house was bulldozed, after the hurricane.
No. Then it's already Hefker. Then there's nothing to talk about. We're talking about it's going to be lost. It's going to be completely destroyed.
So you can take your neighbor's bikes when the hurricane tornado is about to come.
No, no.
Okay, guys, California wildfires. Let's go start taking some people's houses.
Hey, but
oh, what, fires!
It's all after us.
A fire. Fire.
California, go
fire. Fire is the same thing. Something's fire. You can go in and save something. Then it's already in the yam. That's my point. It's already in the yam.
Because it's going to be in the yam.
No, it's in the yam. There's a fire there. The yam is there.
If the fire's here and this is the house.
No, but it's impossible for the owner to save it. That's the distinction. The vart is, here's the definition.
So you can't go either.
It's impossible for the owner, unless it requires a nace. It's basically, no, you're in a better position than him. But it's impossible for the owner to save it. Basically, it's not within realm of saving it.
But there's a halacha that there's like floodwaters coming, like you're mechuyav to prevent loss, like putting up a fence or whatever for your neighbor's like lawn or property.
It's impossible to do that. You can't.
You can do it for yourself.
What are you trying to do? I don't understand what you want to do.
There's some case in the Gemara where they learned from Shabbos Aveda that you're mechuyav to prevent loss. So like.
Yeah, that's what we're coming to tell you. But in this case, where it's already gone, basically.
Yeah, well,
it's
well,
gone.
Didn't we discuss a couple of weeks ago that you have the opportunity to prevent somebody from...
Yeah, but that's the whole point. This thing is not preventing. No, in that case, of course you should. The hurricane's coming, and the guy didn't tie up his things. So it's not in the matzav yet.
Well, those guys, same thing. Take the stuff out of the house. And go.
See, that's not called in the matzav. The thing's... The guy's there. It's there.
Fire's right there.
There's no... I hear the point. But
it's not Avami Kol Adam if you could get it. Then.
What?
I think what he's asking, it's not Avami Kol Adam if someone could get it, if you could get it.
It's not retroactive.
No, the requirement, it's not the way the Poskim say it. It's basically, it's very much, it's, you're saying that that type of case is Yachal Lahatza. Well, look, there is a question between the Rashi and Tosfos on this. If we look, which is another Maror Mokum, okay, it's a good example maybe of the Nafkamim between Rashi and Tosfos. Look at the Tashma over here on Chav Beis Amud Aleph, the next page. It says Tashma, and the Gemara is trying to prove a talk about Yehu Shalom Midas. So it says, Shatav Nar, Kairov, a Nar came and took his beams, eights of his wood, avon of his stones, v'nosnayin, and put it into Sada Chavera. Harei Elu Shaloi, they're considered his, Mipnei Shenis Yashua Bailim, because we can assume that there's a Yush. And the Gemara's Medayik, time and then it's only because the Bailim knows about it, and it's from the Yayish, Hastama, but if the Bailim would not have known about it, you would not be allowed to keep it. So do you see, Yush Shlomi Das is not Yush. So Hacha B'mayaskinon, Kishocha L'hatza, you know, the owner could save it, and that's why it's not considered a Yush. Okay, so the Gemara goes back and forth to try to explain this Brisa. Now the problem is that the Rishonim ask, is that why isn't it Hefker? Didn't the Gemara say Shatav Nar is Hefker? This is a case of Shatav Nar, and what does it say? You're allowed to take it because the owner was there and he saw it, and therefore it's Yush, but had he not been there, it would be Yush Lamidas, and that's why you wouldn't be allowed to take it. And it's a question on Rav, because Rav holds Yush Lamidas is Yush. But the question is, why didn't he come out to all that? Isn't it a case of Shatav Nar? Isn't this a case that it's a Juto Shayam, it's down the river? So this is so. There's two answers. If you look at Tosfos says, "Hachi Garcino." Tosfos changes the gears slightly. He says, "Imnis Yahashua Bailim." If you know, not mipnei, not it's not automatic yush. Hare elu shalev. It's sarach loymar. So he says, you have to say, "Demairi biyachol lahatzil bakal," that you could easily save this imroidif b'shash tifa. Right away when this river, you know, came, you could have saved it quite easily.
The owner.
Because if you can't save it, have a kazuto shayam. Sha'avu mimenu mikol adam. Tosfos asks Akasha. Tosfos says, what happened to that other halacha? Tosfos says, it depends. Could you save it easily or not? Here's talking about you could save it easily. The owner could save it easily if you would start running right away. And therefore, it's not subject to the whole halacha of zuto shayam. So according to Tosfos, anything that the owner could save quite easily, but it has to be that the owner could save it easily, you know. If the owner could save it quite easily, then bekal, okay? then, you know, by jumping into a fire and running out and risking your life for it,
but
he's not going to be willing to do that.
At the onset of the disaster that's happening, there's usually a calm, usually like a hurricane's coming, right?
No, I'm not talking about that.
You could have saved
yeah,
it without hurricanes here.
Yeah, once a hurricane, I'm talking about once a hurricane's there, then it's in the matzav already. You can't save a call anymore.
So but meaning every object has a call that before the
destruction
hits.
A hurricane, until you don't know what's going to happen. So therefore, it's not vadai, nothing's for sure until it actually flows. But there's a fire coming, and it's not the yochel latzim b'kal. The guy would have to jump in, you know, and risk his life to save. He's not doing that.
It's not
okay?
Telling him what's coming. It's telling him the guy is yosh. The point of yosh. The second the guy would be this guy, it doesn't matter if the bulldozer is. It sounds like it doesn't matter if the bulldozer is not coming for 10 days.
Well, that's this case because that's this case that it's yochel latzim b'kal. But something which is avudah mimenu b'kalam is sitting there floating in the ocean. So that's Efkar Nemet.
Was the Baal there in this case? Was the Baal there in this case?
That's the two cases. If the Baal's there, and this is not subject, this is subject to regular yush. If the Baal's there, it's mutter because he was miyayish if he didn't run after it.
Right.
And if he wasn't running after it, and he could have saved it. So then there's yush. Let's say the case of the bulldozer, and you're standing next to the owner. If you want your stuff, nah. Then you can go and take it. That's for sure, because that's a regular case of
yush. The kimta we're making here is that the Baal was there, and he didn't run after
it. Right, because it's not zutah shiyam, correct.
Okay, so we're having a gil. It's a gil. It's the
right?
Owner's
so in a case of yochol ha'atzel bakal, it's a simple, easily saved, salvageable item. So then if the owner's standing there, you're with him. By the way, you have stuff in there. Yeah, I know, but I'm going to go fight the bulldozer. Forget it. All right, fine. And then you go and take it. It's fine.
This is like the
it's not a Yishlomi Das.
Exactly. That's this case. And if the guy wasn't there and he could have saved it had he been there, then it would be Yishlomi Das and we pass him that it would be also to take it. That's or if he's running after it. If he's running after it and you're like, by the way, I'm faster than you. Bam. No, you can't do that because he's trying to get it. Right? But if it's not Yochel Ha'atzel Bakal, basically it's floating down and
you don't have to be able to see it.
Then no, because the Torah already was mafkirit.
Right.
So the Torah was mafkirit already.
It matters if he's there or not. It matters if he's
in the second case where it's not Yochel Ha'atzel Bakal, it would be very difficult for him to save it. Almost impossible, then and only as a nace, basically, or a superpower. Right, no, so this is not Zutul Shayam. This
right,
is
the
case.
That's why we have to.
Yeah. But if you look at the back of the sheet I gave out, there's a Baal Amar. The Baal Amar learns up in Rashi a little differently. Yeah, it's a nice Lashon he has here. The Baal Amar.
Nice print, too.
What?
Nice print.
Yeah, the Baal Amar these days. So the Baal Amar brings, he's going on that Gemara. Of Aveda Shishatva Nar, it's Mutar, Lagamri. So if you look at the bottom in the Mara Gadol, it's the last line of it's the last line of the first column. The last three words. Ve'ein doime lezeh, that heter, if it's Zutu Shayam, it's not similar to the Brisa we just learned, Shatav Nar, Kerav Eitzav Avana. It's not like that Brisa that we just learned. Shazua Shtifa, Eina Bishlulis, that case is not talking about that it's in the middle of the ocean. Climber bem tsaisa shanar ela bigdaisav, it's on the sides. Ide roiv gishamim the ide di akiri palti lomai, it's like on, it's going down. Let's say you have a big rain, it's not a hurricane, you have a big rain. So a lot of times the rain goes a little bit off into the sidewalks and it starts pulling things down. So now that stuff is floating off of your property, but where's it going? It's going down the block. You know where it's going, you know exactly. You basically have an idea that it's gonna stay in the neighborhood. If it's on my property, it'll be my neighbor's, a couple houses down, maybe at the end of the block, right? So he says, even if mimenu hei mavudim, it is avud from avaloi mikol adam. So the heter is avudam mimenu umikol adam, but this is still in society. This is still basically in the neighborhood. So it's floating away from me, but it's going to my neighbor. Okay, so that's the Rebbe Amar says, that's different. So if you have a big storm, that's not a hurricane. So you have a big storm and there's water flowing down and it's rushing down the block and it's carrying with it some balls and, you know, stuff that people left outside, you know. Okay, so that if there's a, that's not, doesn't have the heter of Zuta Shalyam, and that you do have to give a, there is a mitzvah Shavas Aveda on it.
If
there's no simin, it would be Yishlami Das. If the guy didn't know about it. So it's a pro, right? So in other words, it would be subject to all the regular halachas. So if the guy would know about it, if the guy was there, and he didn't run after it, then you could assume there's a yush. Because your basketball, your kid's basketball is running down the lane. Go get it. What are you waiting for? To find out whose house it is. It's going to be much more complicated for you to get it back later.
Let's say he's in Atlanta.
Oh, so if he doesn't know about it, yush lemidas.
So you still have to get it back.
And then the owner, the finder can't keep it.
No, we have
And if there's a simin, then even if he, then even then there's no raya that there's yush even. Because maybe he's like, let's figure, it's okay, fine, you know. So,
I mean, you can never, in these cases, you just said that you won't be able to keep it.
Basically not. If there's a simon or he's not there. But if he's there and he didn't run after it, then basically you could keep it. That's going to end up being. That's a case of the Brisa, that's the Shot of Nar. But if it's a real Zuto Shayam, and it's like taking the stuff out of society, out of the community, it's Avuda Mimenu Umikol Adam. Now, the fact that one person's there and happens to be able to get it out, right, a fire's coming. It's Avuda, it's out of the world, practically speaking. It's basically Hefker. Right, so then you're allowed to come in.
Because it's not called to save it, so therefore we're going to judge it now that you're able to.
Yeah, so Lamashal, let's say, a guy throws something out of a tall building, it's Hefker. And the fact that you can catch it doesn't mean that, he's assuming someone's going to catch it? Of course not, right? So therefore, now, stuff that's in a place which... the Lashon of the Paiskim is in a very, very, very busy place, like an airport, a stadium,
airport.
Something like that. That it's basically impossible. You lose something there. It's getting trampled. It's getting trampled. It's impossible.
You have
to
call these WhatsApps.
So you.
Thank you.
The sunglasses, Taka. There's no simon. You find the pair. Yeah.
I lost the pair.
Yeah, right, exactly. So all those type of things is not shy. Okay.
Does
so that's basically
I found something in Egged Bus. I had to go lost and found it, we found it.
Only to go like literally under 12 hours.
Is it
they have a chance.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I Egged Bus, I went to Lost and Found, I found it.
Really?
I mean glasses they take, that's all you use.
Uh-huh.
Anything else.
Does it also is there a difference if it's all the people in that area or Jews, like the Sima Shas?
If it's Rav Goyim, then there's an assumption of Yush anyway.
Yeah.
If there's Rav Goyim, there's an assumption of Yush anyway.
What?
No, that even if it's a clearly Jewish item. The guy loses something which is a clearly Jewish item, but if it's right, it's clear. It's still gonna be called Yush if it's Rav Goyim.
If there's no simon in it.
I think even if there is.
Even
Tzon? That's Shot of Nar. They're like,
Yeah, there's you. Well, how are you going to get back? They don't have a mitzvah. So what?
He left something in
the steel. Yeah, well, I don't know. A shul is a different thing.
What about non from Yidden? What would they apply in this? Like, it looks like an Aventura mall. There's like a lot of Yidden in there, but like, they don't.
It's not road.
Nah, not
Rove. I don't know.
Maybe
there is. Rove Yidden.
You have to know about it's the Rove. You have.
They say.
Aventura, that's a mall.
It's a saying.
I mean, Aventura. I'm saying, I heard there's a few hundred thousand yen in there.
Right.
That's number saying.
I don't know. We're going to get to that in the next couple of weeks. But exactly those cases. But this we're talking about when there's a built-in yish or there's a yish shalomi das. Those are basically the cases, right? These are very, very high-level yish cases. Like, avuda menu kaladam, it's basically on a busy street. You find something in a busy street somewhere that flew out of the guy's car, even if there's no way he knows about it. So it's definitely Yir Shlomi Das. It'll be Mutter. It's going to get run over. There's no way, right? Something's going to get damaged. Someone's going to come tow a car. I mean, you can get back your car, right? But in other words, cases like that, the house is getting condemned and it's getting destroyed or stuff like that. You know, let's say there's a certain house. There's going to be a foreclosure, and they're going to come in, and the government, they're there, and they're like emptying out of all the whole house and putting it out, all the belongings. Those type of things becomes hefker right away, and it's mutter. Now, someone asked the question. So, someone asked the question: do you have to? Is there any inyan to give it back? So, is there anything to give back? So, let's look at the Shulchan Aruch, which you have over here.
You mean like right? Cases,
any of these cases, yeah. So, it's Reish Nun Tes, it's the first page of the Shulchan Aruch. And it's Sif Hey. Reish Nun Tes, Sif Hey. Sif Hey.
Page 273 on the bottom.
273 on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch. No, 274, actually. Okay. No, it's 275.
Gosh.
275. Here. Hey. Right, the last of the thin lines. Yeah. It's back to the old print. Yeah. Okay. Sif hey. Okay. Yush af al pi shemin adin. Okay, like we said, the guy lost it in the place of Roiv Akum. So he lost his pair of, he lost the, maybe it's a clear Jewish item, he lost his Mincha Ma'ariv or whatever at this, at an airport. So I don't have to give it back to you because you lost in the place of Roiv Goyim, you gave up hope. And Mamela right away,
meaning
the owner lost it.
The Yush is even though you're saying,
yeah,
what am I
right,
tomorrow?
But the halacha says it, you're miyayish. So,
okay.
You're not mukhim to give it back. However, it's appropriate to do lefnim mishur asadin, to go beyond the letter of the law. If the Yid gave a simen, you should give it back. However,
means yashar. That's straight to go.
It's asisa yashar v'atoyv. This is the makar. That's the pasuk. He's referring to a pasuk. The pasuk says v'asisa hayashar v'atoyv. You should do now. And the Ramban asks Akasha, why does the pasuk have to say asisa hayashar v'atoyv? I follow 613 mitzvahs. What's Teretz is a certain Yashar V'atoyv that's beyond the 613 mitzvahs. So asisa yashar v'atoyv tells me that you should give it back. But let's say I'm poor.
Let's say he doesn't give a simen. Just you know, it's his.
Let's say the guy who finds it. This is the guy who finds it. He says, "Look, I need the money. I'm gonna sell this thing for a couple $100. I'm a poor guy. I need the money. You can afford to lose it." I'm not mechuyev to give it back to you anyway. I'll be din. So, what's asisa v'yashar v'atoyv? This is the right thing. I need the Torah says I'm allowed to keep it, so I don't have to feel guilty keeping it. Well, it's also yashar v'atoyv. Is that the other guy shouldn't mechayev you? The guy shouldn't mechayev you to take it back. Now,
who's yashar for who? For the guy to take it, or for the guy to?
There's no asisa v'yashar v'atoyv for him to give it back. Because now there was such a case like this with cash. Now cash has no simon, you know, and it was a guy lost cash and then he had found it and he ended up finding out who lost it and he gave it back. So they told the story. It was like $20,000. It was a nice amount of money.
Yeah. Okay.
He returned it. And then they went to tell, for some reason, Reb Chaim Kanievsky the story. So they, so Reb Chaim said, you know, like, oh, Shrach Yisrael, he gave back the money, this, that. So he says, okay, very nice, he gave back the money. Now, the assumption was, in the story, that the guy who lost the money wasn't a poor person. Because otherwise, why would he, he wasn't poor, they were both equal standing, you know, economically. So he says, so Reb Chaim says, it's very nice that he gave back the $20,000, but he, the guy who finds it, still has to give $2,000 meiser.
Can you take that money?
Why? Because it's poshut. I'm not mechuyev to give it back. It's my money.
But he didn't make a kinyan on it because he had das to always be giving it back.
He didn't have das nothing. He coined it. The Torah says he's coined it. And now it's his. Now,
he was a shomer.
Not shomer. There's no shomer on it.
So
he picks it up. He coined it.
You should return it to
him. Wait a minute. Who has to give it to? The guy who got it back.
Abado. The other guy else has to give it back.
Now the guy
got it back also should give him
ice. Yes. Because it was a gift to him.
So he should have taken off 2,000, given him 18,000, and the guy should take off 1,800. Because everyone's giving gifts back and forth, but Alpi Din, it belongs to the first guy. So Chaim said a very good word. He said, you have to get the first guy. Now, if the recipient of the money is poor, so then the whole thing's miser. You know, he gave the whole thing back to the person because he needed it. So then, you know, the whole thing's stuck. But otherwise, you have to remember the pshat is it's your decision to give it back. It's yours. It's yours.
It's a gift.
Your decision now is to give it back to him. So it's not undoing your kinyan. It's yours. Now you have to do your responsibilities and then give him back whatever it is
you want to do. 20 grand on the table. I say, I know that this probably belongs to someone. I'm gonna give it to someone that is. You still get ownership of it. My dasam, before I even pick it up, is to give it back to that person.
What are you being zoicha for the person that it is? It's like brera. Let's say you never find who it is. That's not a good idea.
Are you going to be into?
I don't think that's a good idea because let's say you don't find who it is. You can never spend it. Why are you doing that?
Wash the money for the rest of your life.
Yeah, why are you doing that for? It's not a good idea. You should pick it up, be zoich in it. And then when the guy, you know. Now, the what was the story going around with the iPads? I haven't heard about that one.
No.
Oh, yeah, Lakewood.
Selling the iPads?
Yeah.
48.
Right, so the story was, this is a Shmaka story. You remember? You know the whole details?
Yeah, basically, the guy listed it for $40 instead of $400 or whatever it was.
It's a Jewish guy.
Another yid saw it, said, "Oh my gosh, this looks like a Jewish guy."
And he's gonna lose. He's gonna sell all the 70 iPads.
So we should tell him. Rechaim says that he owes.
Right.
Yeah, I gotta tell him.
Because Amazon Zutzel Shalyam. I mean, that's
the guy. No, so Amazon is stomach's right. The guy was completely hamaf. He put up 70 iPads instead of $400 a piece for $40 a piece. He woke up in the morning. He woke up in the morning. They were all sold. So he took a tremendous loss or gate, whatever the story. Yeah. That's the seller. So someone, another Jewish guy, saw that clear mistake, and he bought all 70. He calls up the guy. He says, "I know you." So he says, "I bought them for you. You can have. I didn't want anyone else to buy. So you shouldn't lose money. I bought them all." Took them off and you just replenish my money.
Pick them up, please.
You know, so
the mice.
No, there's no mice there because he bought the stuff and he's selling it back and forth. So whatever. But the point is, mice. That's the stomach. That's a big, you know, zuta shayam, like you say. Yeah, I mean, it's an aveda that
sure.
There's no way that you could.
Right.
So alpi halacha. Up your halacha, the guy would be allowed. You would be allowed to buy it. I don't know if it's really. It's something else, maybe. I don't know if it's a zutcha sham. It's maybe a no. It could be other halachas there. It's like, no, you're not allowed to buy something, right? But it's not an aveda. It's a kind of oh no. You know, it's a little bit of a different mitzvah. But anyway, now, one thing is very meduik in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch Rav is meduik that there's only lefnim mishuras hadin if the guy came and asked for it. Afilu nasan Yisrael basimin. He gave a simon. He wants it back. Mm-hmm. So then there's the lefnim mishuras hadin to give him. But there's no lefnim mishuras hadin to post it and say, "Oh, I found this thing. No simon." And who on, you know, okay, there's no lefnim mishuras.
Even if it has a simon on it.
Yeah. No, but that.
A simon, or you just can describe the item? Because many times.
No, no, you should not give away the simon. You should just say.
No. So what's a simon? A mark that you did, a signature, or could be describing an object? You know, there.
I think it should be more specific than that. But if there's no simon and it was lost in such a way, then the lefnim mishuras hadin is if the guy wants it back to give it to him. It's not lefnim mishuras hadin to just, you know, a mach. Okay, fine. So Shem, we'll see you.